This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Murphy's Law on your Monday, driving you home. Anna Murphy, Tim, how are you guys?
Oh, fabulous.
What a great way to kick off the show, little Beyonce.
Good afternoon, Joysters. Good afternoon, Tim. Good afternoon, Dollface.
Good afternoon.
Was that Beyonce? How did I not know that?
What?
I didn't realise.
Well, it's a Freemasons track.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was Beyonce. I don't know where I've been.
You've been in Comedy Festival. That's where
I've
you've been.
It through the wilderness.
No, don't. No, never.
Oh, no, sorry, too
never.
Much singing.
Gosh.
Yes, I made it through Melbourne International Comedy Festival 2018.
Well,
I'd like to say in one piece, but I don't really feel like I'm in one piece today.
I'd like to hear from the Joysters if anyone from... Well, we've only been back on air for 2 weeks, but anyone who listens to the show actually...
Last night was quite funny. For those of you who are trying to play along at home and have no idea, I just did 4 weeks of Comedy Festival and it was very fun. Last night we had an audience who, because my stuff's not very PC.
Oh.
And I don't care about that. But then last night we had quite a few old friends of the family and cousins things. And it was the first time, like they were all laughing, but they were shocked laughing.
Oh,
and
then they were the real Anna.
One of them actually said to me afterwards he couldn't even look at me because he sort of looks at me like a little sister and now he just couldn't even look at me.
Thank God our mother wasn't there.
Mum, if you're listening, which you won't be, but she wanted to come and I kept saying, don't come. It's not for you. And we just had a raven
at the window of Joy, tapping on the window.
He's saying
he loves the show so much, he wants to get in on the action.
It's all your show.
It's a crow. He's like,
it's a crow.
It was terrible.
Will you go away? This is like creepy.
It is a bit creepy.
Get rid of it.
Oh, the magic of radio.
Can we go to some music? That's actually completely thrown me. This is... Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law on your Monday. Driving you home, 4:08. Beautiful day, 28 degrees. And I tell you what, Anna Murphy... Why the hell are those guys? They've been away for 2 years.
5 Seconds of Summer.
That's the first single in 2 years. Now, if you're rocking it and you're making huge amounts of dough and you're at the top of your game, why would you take 2 years off?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, they're young.
I think you're looking at this all
they
the wrong way.
Spring in their steps
no, this
still.
Is amazing.
What
just
do you mean?
Take some time off, travel the world. You've got all that
sort
cash.
Of like how we took some time off Joy.
Yes.
And we've come back fresh, would you say?
Mm.
Or more talented?
Mm.
Or more upbeat?
Wow. I don't like the way that this game's going
anyway,
at all.
Neither do I. We've got a ripper show coming up this afternoon, kids, because we've got a Samantha Jade CD to give away after 5 o'clock today.
And can I just say, it is not just a CD.
No,
don't roll your collective eyes at home and go, CD, what a prize from a radio station. Oh, no. Oh, no. Can I tell you, this thing is an old-fashioned
record.
Yeah, but sleeve. It's got a CD in it,
okay,
so you don't need a record player.
99.9% of the people who are going in for the prize can't even play it at home because they've got no equipment to play it on.
Why?
Because it's a record.
No, it's a CD.
Is it actually a CD?
You just talked right over me while I was trying to explain the prize.
Sorry, I didn't...
And then got it wrong.
God,
so well, let's start again. It's an old-fashioned record cover with internal sleeve.
Sorry, I've jumped
and
the gun.
And pictures of Samantha Jade looking spectacular. Ooh. And it's signed. And at the back, they've stuck a CD in there.
Who uses CDs anymore? We're onto USBs,
aren't
we?
Shut up. you can't give away Apple subscriptions.
Just download it.
Thanks for downplay. Excuse me. That's very rude.
Sorry.
I tell you
this
what,
is a collector's
though, she
edition.
Looks great in
doesn't
she
look fantastic?
She's hot. She is hot. I had one of my events a couple of weeks ago.
She does look very much like Kylie Minogue. I think they're just like separated at birth.
Or she could look like, what's that drag queen?
Courtney Act.
Courtney
Act. Oh, my goodness. Don't be. Well, yes.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does. Joy 94.9.
Murphy's Law this afternoon, back on track, back on Mondays. Well, we haven't been on Mondays before, but we're on Mondays now. Driving you home, driving you batshit crazy.
If anyone... everyone is wondering at home about Dean Murphy today. You are not alone.
Oh, God.
He seems to be in a world of his own over there. We're only two. We could even reach out and touch each other's hands, but yet he's just on his own track.
Yeah, sorry.
It's so like we're not in the same studio.
No, the ears are not switched on, are they?
They're not at all. Okay, hello, listening.
Shut up.
We use active listening in here.
Give me a break. I need to warm up. Like it's 15 minutes into the show.
It feels like you're very warm, though. It feels like you're going at 100 miles an hour.
we've got a message here that says, "Dear Joy 94.9 Murphy's Law."
Excuse me, I'm the reader of this.
Wow. Okay. Head off. Go for it.
What a refreshing broadcast on the wireless today. Love the two old poobs.
Oh, the old poobs.
Yeah.
Good one. Now, listen, Ed McGuire, I'm concerned about him. Poor old Eddie. Ed McGuire wants to sue Facebook over fake news claiming he's spruiking a new erection pill with Dr.
Dear.
Phil. And it says, quote, "Boy, can I tell you, this stuff is potent." He said back, "Clearly this is defamatory against me and it's illegal to use someone else's likeliness and something or other, blah, blah, blah," Eddie McGuire. Now,
something or other,
okay,
blah,
now,
blah,
if I'm going to go for erection pills, I want The Rock to be the voice. You know, I want the, you know, The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Yeah.
I want him to be going, yeah. I don't want Eddie McGuire.
Nah.
Well, you're not going to buy an Eddie McGuire erection pill, are you?
With all due respect.
Do you know what I mean?
Excuse me. With all due respect. Eddie McGuire didn't actually do the ad. It's fake news.
No, but what I'm saying, if he did do the news, if it was
whose
true.
Whose idea was it to do fake news with Eddie McGuire?
Why would you do fake news with, with The Rock?
Yes.
Even Dolly Parton. anyone but Eddie McGuire.
Dolly Parton.
I don't care.
I'm sure.
God, I need a Valium.
Murphy's Law this afternoon and a little bit of Madonna there. Now, she's been blessed, actually, to live really close to someone very, very famous.
Who's that?
Kitty Sullivan.
Kitty Sullivan?
Yes, Susan Hannaford.
Who's that?
Oh, dear.
Susan Hannaford.
Goodness.
Now, if you were watching last night on Channel 7, it's the Sunday night show?
Sunday night.
Channel 7. That was the most awkward interview I've ever watched in my entire life. Susan Hannaford, Kitty from The Sullivans.
Well, a lot of people would be too young to remember The Sullivans.
Oh, right. Well,
so The Sullivans was quite an iconic
Australian one of the first big drama things
television
before,
shows,
you know, like Neighbours, isn't it?
In the 70s, right? Early 80s.
Yeah.
You know, it touched the hearts. It was set in the war.
Set in the war.
All that. And Kitty was, you know.
The younger daughter. The youngest daughter. The only daughter.
And then nobody's heard about it.
Ever. And then this interview last night, which was disturbing. But apparently she owes $4.5 million to the Commonwealth Bank here in Australia. And then she's taken off overseas. She's married some dude over there. She now owes $1.5 million to the IRA. And also
isn't it the IRS? IRA, isn't that
no,
the...
No, that's... yes, you're right. She doesn't owe it to the terrorist.
Yeah, no. And I'm in a two-bedroom unit in Glen Huntley.
She's going to be in a two-by-two cell pretty soon, judging by what I saw last night.
She doesn't look well.
She doesn't look well.
Anyway, apparently
she's got good hair, though.
She lies about everything. Apparently she lives next door to Madonna.
She's very blonde.
I was so blonde.
Yeah. And she's writing a book. The classic is when she said, "Yes, I'm writing a book." It's actually, it's four books, and I've written two already. The others are in my head. And I thought, you're a nut job. Some great stuff coming up this afternoon, including that Samantha Jade giveaway, Best of My Love. That's the new one, which looks like an album, but it's a CD.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. What?
Can I just say, though, when I looked at her signature, I thought, why is Dami M signed this?
It's a beautiful, balmy little evening, isn't it?
Isn't it? For late April.
Enjoy. Wow. 27 degrees we're going for tomorrow.
27, get out. Shut the front gate.
Anyway. You haven't come out of your little comedy festival show, have you?
No, I haven't.
Behind the scenes when the music's playing and the mics are off, there's some really strange behaviour going on. Now, listen, I want to bring this up with you. There's a chicken company in London or the UK.
Breeze.
They're launching new touch-free packaging for customers too scared to handle raw chicken.
Oh, for God's sake.
The supermarket announced the pouches were developed for the millennial
shoppers. Oh, of course they were. Of course they were.
Who apparently prefer to avoid uncooked meat.
Of course, because they prefer to avoid doing anything, don't they?
The packs of chicken pieces aimed at anyone under the age of 35 will allow people to put chicken straight into the frying pan.
Oh,
Sainsbury's said that the move is in response to the store survey, which found young people in Britain have high levels of anxiety.
Oh, everyone's got high levels of anxiety these days. It's the most overused word. Like, seriously. It's chicken. Like, don't eat it. If you can't, like, buy it. Oh, my God.
Customers, particularly young ones, are quite scared of touching raw meat. Catherine Hall, product development manager for the company, she said, these bags will allow people, especially those ones who are time poor, to just rip and tip.
Yeah, and what about the environment with all your plastic?
Correct.
We're not going to have a world left soon, millennials. Just touch a chicken. Do you know what's strangely satisfying? Sticking butter under the skin. I actually really like
it. Can you not do the hand action?
Sorry for vegetarians out there. I know that sounds terrible, but I've recently been cooking a bit.
And you need some loving.
I find it quite therapeutic.
Catherine added that young people tend to eat out more and aren't used to preparing food at home.
She said, and this is why they can't afford a home.
She said that anxiety is likely fueled by education and being more aware of risks. Catherine said that some millennials were so worried about getting ill that they coated raw chicken with antibacterial spray before cooking it.
That last one's got me angry.
I know. That brings a whole new meaning to soft cock, doesn't it?
Oh.
Murphy's Law, where just about anything falls out of their mouths.
Now, we've had Brad from somewhere.
Marvellous Melbourne.
Marvellous Melbourne. Who said, we were just talking about the
millennials not wanting to touch chicken.
Chicken, anyway. He said, besides being week-old news, you want to kick it away, Anna Murphy?
FFS. And I nearly said the real thing then, so yeah. Stop it, you lot. If they don't like to handle the meat, something at least 50% of your listeners won't have a problem with, put on a pair of disposable gloves. Face it, they were designed with hygiene and food industry in mind. Now, about that being a week old news, we didn't discuss it last week, so who cares? And at least, Brad, I'm very impressed that you're listening to more than
Thank you, Brad. Good work. Keep us on our toes, Brad. We don't want to let the team down. But Brad, if you've got anything else you'd like us to talk about,
just send it in.
It seems that our show is based around, obviously, a lot of the time we have stories about penises.
Yep. There's one coming later too.
Poo.
Yeah, there'll be one
and
later.
And sex dolls.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all three.
This one.
It's all we talk about.
Yeah.
Core values.
If you want to come and work with Murphy's Law, that's it. That's the
Germany,
core values.
Germany at the moment have a place. It is, they're saying it might be ground zero for the next sexual revolution, thanks to the world's first brothel showcasing silicon sex dolls.
What?
Called Bordol. The brothel opened last year.
I like that, Bordol.
To John's. That's the guys wanting to go.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to enjoy the charms of one or more of the established 13 female sex dolls and one male doll. Each session with the doll. That one in the photo looks like my grade two school teacher, Miss Cheesley. It's Sorry, I just got sidetracked there.
Oh, you're not
each
quite right.
Each session with... What's she doing there, Germany? Each says she's probably
as a doll.
About 400 by now.
This is not a movie where she's turned into a doll, a sex doll in Germany. Mrs. Cheesley would be about, 70 now.
So much plastic surgery, she turned plastic.
She came back from the dead.
Each session with the doll costs around $101. Why did you just make it a round number? Just say $100. $101. $1 because we have to clean it every half an hour.
Yeah, well, that's the cleaning run. But do you know what, though?
And they're booked out 12 sessions a day. No, that's overworking. That's like slave labour.
Dean Murphy, they cost $2,500 to buy the doll. $101.
Yeah.
For the cleaning and the use of the doll for an hour is actually quite cheap if that's what you're into.
Where do we go from here?
Murphy's Law. Take the gay brother and the straightest sister and let them loose on air? No way. Joy 94.9.
Although Eurovision. That's a Eurovision song.
Industrial strength fans.
And then
blowing
big wings come out of her
back.
Like a phoenix.
Don't mention phoenix.
Do you think there'll be glitter?
There'll be glitter.
I hope not.
Oh, she'll be glitter.
It'll end up in a dead dolphin's mouth. 7 past 5. Now, we've got a Samantha Jade CD to give away.
What do you mean you can't do glitter anymore?
No, it's bad for the environment.
Yeah, the dolphins love it.
It's just killed Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what is Mardi Gras going
to
do?
It washes down the drains out to the dolphins.
They'll have to do streamers.
They die.
Yeah, they'll have to do streamers. Streamer shots.
I have never heard such...
Biodegradable streamers.
Mm. I'm really upset by that. I know that it has been likened to the herpes of the haberdashery world because it gets into everything and you can't get rid of it.
Oh, dear.
I'm
Can we get on
a
with this?
A friend of mine does sewing. She's like, don't come near me with glitter.
Do we want to give away this CD now?
I feel really sad about the dolphins.
We're going to have to come back. I can't do it. No? We do it now? Oh, you shut up. Okay, so we've got this Samantha Jade, Best of My Love. It's the hot new album from Samantha Jade. Got some awesome tracks on it.
Signed by Dami.
If you want to, signed by Dami M. If you want to get it, it's great because it actually is a record. It's a record cover and it's got inside, it's got all the information, photos, awesome things, whatever.
I'm going to pop a picture of it on our Facebook page.
You do it. Put it on our Facebook page. But inside it is actually a CD, so we're going to give it away.
Because you could be someone like me who there is that big record craze now.
Yeah.
That everyone's out buying records. Yeah. And I'd love to be a part of that, but totally. I don't have a record player. So
no, I don't even have a CD player.
Oh, see, I do.
So I don't know how the hell I'm going to play it.
Well, this would be perfect for you because you've got the CD player.
I know.
Anyway, so I thought, how are we going to give this thing away today? And I just want to, I thought, you know, look, I was at the Railway Hotel yesterday having a drink, as you do on a Sunday afternoon. Is this going to go pear-shaped?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know, let's see.
Okay, so look, I was standing there having, I just rocked up from another event and I was standing there having a drink and I ended up talking to a guy that I know, sort of is, and he reached, I was standing there with another guy and he reached out and he grabbed his hands and he pushed my hair down to flatten my hair.
Oh, dear.
Now, I don't know him all that well.
I was going to say, he obviously doesn't know you well.
I don't know what my hair looked like before I walked in there, but I was thinking, oh, he's pushing my hair down. It must have befonted a little bit, right? So I'm like, oh. But he kept pushing down. He goes, all right, that's better. And I thought,
oh my
goodness. On a sec. Hang on a sec. Has that pushed, has that gone across the line of acceptable behaviour for someone?
Well, I think it, I've got good friends that would do that to me in a heartbeat.
No, but we're not,
but
we're like just acquaintances
like,
and whatever. And I, all of a sudden I thought, what's my safety word? What's my safety word when he was pushing my hair down?
You need a safety word. I needed a safety word. People for it, touch your hair.
So
canary. What was that?
Canary.
Purple octopus.
What a conversation starter.
Imagine the guy who's actually touching your hair and you go, canary, and he just goes, this just got weird. So,
and just find out from you guys what your safety word is.
Why not?
Why not?
What could possibly go wrong with that?
We are asking for your, we all started off this dude at the pub yesterday, flattened down my, it's an inward with the 11-year-olds. Yep. It is. It's true.
Hey, dude.
Anyway, he flattened my hair down while we were talking. Like, and I don't really, I sort of know him, but I don't really know him.
Is he taller than you?
No, he's the same height, but my hair, maybe it was befunted.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. So anyway, at that particular time when he was flattening my hair, I was like, safety word, what's my safety word? Like, don't touch my head. What's your safety word?
We're nervous because we know how sick and depraved most of you are. Well, no, I'm just joking.
Well,
you're all gorgeous.
Well, actually, it's quite cute. There's something interesting. Peter from Fitzroy has sent through Itchy Hedgehog.
Oh, that's hard to say.
That's hard to say.
In a panicky moment.
In the panic room. Itchy Hedgehog.
It's hard with your face down in a pillow. You just said something simple like purple.
And Simon from Q said Dane Swan. How's that your safe word?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not.
I've got Jenny from Croydon said chicken bags. She's clearly listening to the show. Thank you. And Alex from Eltham said Kylie Minogue.
I knew someone would use Kylie as a safety word. Through Mark from Dramadale. Where the hell's Dramadale?
Oh, I think maybe that's it's a take on Armadale, isn't it? Oh, Dramadale.
Of course it is. Or Donvale?
I think Armadale's probably closer, because it's in the word, actually. Hello, Joysters, my safety word when out with my bestie is more of a sentence to get me out of awk situations like at the Peel. I need to pee. Means I'm not coming back. Meet me in the front bar
that's
in 5 minutes.
Good one. I love that. Good stuff. Terry from Coburg.
Says Dunkirk.
Good one. Jordan from Coburg.
Miss Vanjie.
This one came through from Conrad.
Says, happy Monday to my favourite trio. My safety word is gastro. P.S. When are you going to have your voice over guy appear on your show?
Oh, we love our voiceover guy. Yeah. And we've got new ones coming up too.
He moved far away.
A long way.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does.
If you've just tuned in, Dean was discussing that he was at a bar yesterday and somebody decided to flatten his hair.
Like an acquaintance just came and flattened my hair and I was like, well, where's my... All of a sudden I thought, what's my safety word?
Exactly. And Mark from Dandenong has said, I can't enter the comp because I was lucky winner last week, but your story makes my blood boil.
Thanks.
I know the gays of today all have overgrown, unkempt beards and baggy shirts with an I don't care look about them, but back in my day of the 90s, it was all about wearing singlet tops, two sizes too small, glitter, bronzer, and it was written law, you do not touch the hairs of another gay unless you wanted your eyes scratched
out. That's it.
I hope you're okay after such a traumatic event.
I'm getting there. It's been a hard show. The next one.
I love how he mentioned glitter in that. I can't think of glitter now.
Hang on. There's another message came through from Neil from Carrum Downs.
Calamity Jane.
Oh, and also this one from Jason from Ivanhoe. Little Jace from Ivanhoe.
Said, hello, you wonderful peoples. I won the Samantha Jade album this morning.
Well, you're not getting another one.
But I'm playing anyway. My safety word is deeper.
Deeper.
Oh,
lovely.
Didn't know we had two of the albums. Oh, we've got this one here from Leah. It said, hi, guys. My safety word is I've got headlights.
Yet again, hard to get out, isn't it? I've got headlights.
No, well, in your case, you should have said that yesterday. It would have been fun. I don't know. Did you have a gag in your mouth at the wrong way?
Can't remember. There was some disco dancing happening in the studio just then too. At 25 minutes to 6.
And we're still using 20, the word disco.
Well, if it's good enough for Samantha Jade and we're giving
and
away
Carly
her CD.
Danny. Yeah, that's true. It's fine.
It's good enough for
all
us.
The time.
Here's a little story for you, Anna Murph.
Mm.
Barbie.
Oh, God.
We haven't talked about Barbie.
Oh, here we go. Gosh. What is it with us and dolls today?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Some people don't need a surname. Cher, Seal, Prince, Madonna, Kylie. But Barbie, believe it or not, and it's taken 59 years for people to work this out, really, but Barbie has a last name.
What do you mean?
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately for her, her place on the one-name wonder roll call isn't, in fact, merited.
What?
Because Barbie has a surname, and it is Barbie Roberts.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh. That's a bit disappointing. Oh. And actually, can I just say...
I thought I was going to get a go, oh!
I don't know, because it's really so average. But the thing is, Madonna has got a surname, so has Kylie.
No, but they don't use it,
no,
right?
No, well, neither does actually, Barbie. Yeah,
this story is crap, isn't it? her parents, Barbie's parents... Do you know what Barbie's parents are called?
Well, they're the Mr. and Mrs. Roberts.
They're called George... yes. George and Margaret. Yeah, and while some fans may have already known this, the overwhelming and huge majority have been taken aback by this. Also, Barbie Roberts is actually her maiden name, as Ken's surname is Carson.
Oh, for God's sake.
Are they married?
Yeah.
When did they get married? Oh, yeah, they've got the wedding. They go away on honeymoon. In it. Yeah.
There's the honeymoon camp.
And apparently, according to this, Barbie's, in fact, her nickname, her real full name is Barbara Barbie Millicent Roberts.
Yeah. And not only this, and this is what no one knew, she had three sisters.
No, she did not.
Researchers into the siblings gets a little confusing and murky because she's had quite a few. She had a sister called Christine who was discontinued in 2001. And her sister Kelly.
I wish I could discontinue a couple of siblings. I'm telling you right now.
Sister Kelly was replaced by Chelsea in 2010.
Replaced?
Oh. Yeah.
I'd like to replace you with Danny Minogue.
This is a weird family.
And I'd like to replace Peter with something else.
Someone who can actually speak English.
Murphy's Law Radio Show. Trust us. Just follow the bouncing ball.
And Brad has actually sent in, oh, my God, Barbie is my mum. No joke, her maiden name is Barbara Roberts.
Leo from St Kilda said, horseradish is his safe word.
What was it?
Horseradish.
Oh, because before it was radditched or something.
I've got a speech impediment, but thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
And Tony's from Brighton said Pauline Hanson.
Oh, dear.
It's hard to get out, isn't it?
Well, not to put you off anything you were trying, wouldn't it?
Who have you got?
Gwen from South Melbourne said Candy Cane. Sarah from Paran said Lickety Split.
Oh,
quite like that one. And Brad from Murrumbeena, Weasel.
Oh, Weasel.
Sounds like you've got having an asthma attack.
Weasel.
Do you need medication? Should I stop? I don't know what to do.
Weasel.
We have got a winner. It's the safety word. You had to send us your safety word. And the winner is...
Mark from Dramadale. Oh, we're getting a...
Good on you, Marky.
And he said it was the safety word was actually the sentence that he uses with his bestie to get out of awkward situations. I need to pee.
It came
in
your way.
I feel like I killed it then. Like the da 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 was amazing. Yeah,
and
then
you just read that like so bland.
I'm sorry.
It was actually
Mark.
Really, you flattened that the whole show. You've been flattening this show for years. We haven't talked about your puppy.
No.
We've been talking about a lot with your, you know, your comedy festival, and we've been back on air for a couple of weeks and whatever, but not a lot about the dog, the little
Pepper
puppy.
Pepper the poodle.
Pepper Middleton.
Oh, yes, Pepper Middleton Murphy, and Willow's now Willow Jada Pinkett Smith Murphy.
Oh.
Yeah, they've all.
So how are the cat and the dog getting along?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of good. Some people might know. I get my cat groomed, and I also get plastic, like silicon nails put over her claws. It's because I've always rented
That's
houses.
Like taking a cat's freedom away, isn't it?
No, but
it's
I've
like
always
stealing their you know.
No, it's not. And
I'm
they can
with
still
her on that.
No. Yeah, it doesn't. And they can still scratch poles, and they can still climb trees, and all that sort of stuff. So it's fine. It just saves your furniture and children's legs and things like that.
Right.
So when we got the puppy, I forgot about that. So they were the sort of like the same size, and the puppy just keeps jumping on Willow's head. But Willow keeps trying to bash her, and like the dog needs to learn a lesson because cats usually
certainly does put her in it,
but wasn't learning the lesson because the caps were on. So you could see the cat looking quite like, why aren't these things working? Like shaking her head. Anyway, Pepper's growing, so she's like much taller now, and she just jumps on this cat like it's world wrestling.
Yeah, but I've met Pepper. She's unique. To say the least. Like, she's hyperactive.
Very hyperactive. She's
I've
a puppy.
I've met Willow.
Yeah.
And she will bite anything.
And you've got a vicious streak as well, to be quite honest. So it's three of you, three females.
Oh, single ladies. Single ladies. With our claws up in the air.
Barbara Bush's funeral this week. Anna Murphy, did you know that?
I know. The poor love.
Poor love. God Although bless her. How old was she?
92.
So not, no, that's pretty good going.
Well, it's pretty good going. It? There's a photo that actually they took, though, and someone's missing. Funny that the Bushes and the Clintons are next to each other at the whatever. Mm. And then you've got towering over most of them is Obama and Michelle looking gorgeous. But Michelle and Melania are standing next to each other. And if I'm not mistaken, Melania is standing on her tiptoes.
No, she's on.
She is standing on her tiptoes.
No, they're just very high heels.
Very high heels. She's like they're on her toes. They're like pointed, those things the ballerinas wear.
I think she was just trying to get a little height ratio.
Looks like she's trying to have like a bit of a tit off with Michelle.
A tit off. I think it would have been a standing on point off, wouldn't it?
Isn't that just what high heels are, though? Standing on your toes?
Good point.
Oh, good point, actually.
Very good point.
Yeah, good point. Anyway,
she's just standing in shoes.
I just realised this whole thing is a visual thing. We shouldn't have been talking about this.
You've only just realised now.
No, it looked like a great
photo. We've been on radio for 30-odd years and you're like, I've made it 30 years.
Do you know what?
Oh, dear.
Now, can I just bring up? I'm going to have a bit of a bitch session.
Are you?
Yeah, because I don't even watch it. My Kitchen Rules.
Oh God, I don't watch it either.
No, me either.
Okay, so here's the deal, right? I've just been watching the ads. To be quite honest,
there's your first problem. Don't look at the ads.
So last week there was this thing about these two got booted off because they were bullying. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
This week it's drama because someone's ended up in an ambulance, like having a heart attack or something. Is it Channel 7?
Oh, who cares?
Like, why don't you just focus on the cooking? Is it that boring, the cooking, that now you have to do all the other stuff, like you're making drama out of other stuff?
Good
why
point.
Don't you just design another show?
Exactly.
And just stop doing cooking shows or house renovation shows?
Oh, my God. I'm a bit scared to talk, but yeah.
You wonder why you're losing money and people are going to Netflix. Anyway, I'm watching The Crown. It's brilliant. What's the next song?
Oh, dear. Going down in flames. Can we push a button?
That's it from us. We're out of here. Hopefully it's been a good show.
Oh,
I feel like there's been some highs, some lows along the way, some laughs.
There certainly has.
I've enjoyed myself. I don't know about anyone else.
I've got all my little kids in national titles this week and it's doing my head in.
Anyway, that's fair enough.
When they're all wet at that age, they all look the same. I can't even remember their names.
Oh, that's terrible, too.
Anyway.
I've got a wedding this weekend.
Oh, really?
Have you?
Look at you. That's
a not mine, but...
Is it a gay wedding?
No, it's not.
Oh, damn it.
I'm sure it'll be festive.
The other ones are boring, aren't they? Really?
This would be good.
That'd be great?
Yeah.
Okay, we're out of here. We're back next week and we've got some very special stuff because Princess Kate will probably have had
her child. I'd say so, doll. If she's gone into labour today, I hope she's still going next Monday.
We have a direct line with her.
We do, indeed.
So we'll bring you all the hot gossip. Next week.
Ciao.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings. This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.